Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She showed the Lord hospitality. That's what the first reading was about too, wasn't it? Even though it was a story of something that took place maybe about 1,200 years before the time of Jesus, where the patriarch Abraham welcomed the three heavenly visitors and showed them hospitality. You know, hospitality, that seems such a nice thing, and I've experienced so much here at St. Bernadette from so many people. It's wonderful, you know, in a parish where they used to have supper clubs. And by the way, I think they're going to get back to that relatively soon. And those such wonderful hospitality. And that's so nice for us. But you know, back in the days of Jesus, and even more so back in the days of Abraham, hospitality to strangers was something we'd call a core value. In fact, it was a religious obligation to show hospitality to strangers. You can imagine back in those days, travel was very difficult to begin with. And besides that, there were no motels, no hotels, no fast food restaurants, nothing. It was obligatory for people to show hospitality to strangers. You know, if it was considered, if you were out traveling, you had the right to knock at somebody's door, usually somebody who would be in the same social class as you. You know, a prince traveling would go to a palace and would be able to expect hospitality on the scale of a prince. A poor man might knock at another poor man's house and could expect to receive hospitality. It was considered a religious obligation in those days. People's lives, travelers' lives, depended on hospitality. And it was a serious offense, you know, in the world of the ancient Greeks to have any offense to hospitality in that sacred host-guest relationship. If either the host or the guest showed some offense to the other, it was considered an offense to the gods. You know, one of the ancient Greek story that was the prime story of hospitality was the event that began the Trojan War back about 1400 years or so before Jesus. It's mostly legend, but you can learn from legends. You know, the Trojan prince Paris went to visit the Spartan king Menelaus, who had his wife was the most beautiful woman in the world, Helen. Well, Paris, the prince of Troy, kidnapped her and took her back to Troy, which was a grievous offense against his guest's hospitality. To carry away the wife of the king who had welcomed him was a serious offense to the gods indeed. And it began about a 10-year war that was devastating to both the Greeks and the Trojans. You know, you can read about that in Homer's Iliad, the Greek legend. It's really a story of an offense against hospitality. But the story of Martha and Mary and the story of Abraham welcoming the three heavenly visitors, it wasn't just ordinary people that they showed hospitality to. Abraham welcomed the three visitors. Now, they're kind of a mysterious group. He doesn't know where they've come from, but apparently they're from somewhere beyond this earth. You know, reading back into the story, Christians have always said that he welcomed the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, these three heavenly visitors, who, after he showed them hospitality, predicted that Abraham and his wife Sarah, aged though they were, would have a child. Abraham welcomed the heavenly visitors. Martha welcomed the Lord. Now, Martha gets a bad rap in a lot of the discussion of this story because she's so busy serving, and she gets exasperated with her sister who's there listening at the feet of Jesus. Martha's going to offer him the hospitality of her table. Mary shows Jesus the hospitality of her eyes and ears. She's listening to his words, consuming what he says to her as a gift about the kingdom of God. You know, Martha's not all bad. She calls Jesus Lord. She says, "Lord, why don't you tell my sister to help me?" Because she calls him Lord, it's a sign that she has faith. She believes in Jesus and who he is for us. But in our age, we can learn from Abraham and Martha, who welcomed the Lord. In spite of our busyness, you know, we're probably a whole lot busier than Martha was in our day, even though we have a lot more labor-saving devices than she did. But nevertheless, life, you know, has a way of getting more and more frenetic, more and more work to do. And this is as true for me as it is for you, for all of us. We're trying to do the work of the Lord, the work of goodness and care for our families, doing our jobs. When do you have time to show the Lord some hospitality of sitting in his presence like Mary did, listening to his words? It's difficult, yes. As one spiritual advisor has said, in doing the work of the Lord, don't forget the Lord of the work. It's ever so important for us to take the time in prayer, in meditation, to welcome the Lord into our presence, into our heart. Said the writer of the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, he said, "Do not neglect hospitality." For in showing hospitality, some have entertained angels unawares.